إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. وبعد، all praises due to Allah, we love him, beseech yourself, and in him we seek forgiveness. And we seek the refuge of Allah from the mischievousness of our souls and the wrongdoings of all of our actions. Whoever Allah guides, no one can lead him astray. And whoever Allah leaves to be left astray, no one can guide him. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship as a deity except Allah. He is alone, he has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his abd and his rasul. As to what follows, surely the best speech is the book of Allah, and the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad. And the worst of all affairs are newly invented matters. For every newly invented matter into this being is an accursed and wretched bid'ah. And every accursed and wretched bid'ah is a going astray. And every astray is in the hellfire. We have presented in the khutbahs in the past the topic of purifying your wealth. And we have mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in his book, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ يَوْمٌ لَا بَيْعٌ فِيهِ وَلَا خُلَّةٌ وَلَا شَفَاعَةٌ وَالْكَافِرُونَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, spend out of that which we have provided for you before there comes a day to you. Therein there is no friendship, there is no buying and selling, and there is no intercession. And the disbelievers, they are those who transgress. And we also mentioned in the khutbah in the past that Allah azza wa jal says, وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ أَحَدُكُمُ الْمَوْتِ فيقول ربي لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق وأكن من الصالحين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and spend, O Muslims, from that which we have provided for you before death comes to you, so that you won't be able to say, or so that you should not say, O my Lord, if you would only give me a little bit more time, I would spend the sadaqah, I would pay the sadaqah, I would spend my wealth to purify my wealth, and I will become of the salihun, of those who are righteous. And we also mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا مِنْ يَوْمٍ يُصْبِحُ الْعِبَادُ فِيهِ إِلَّا مَلَكَانِ يَنْزِلَانِ. That there's not a day that the sun rises like today on the servants of Allah, except that two angels descend. فَيَقُولُ أَحَدُهُمَا, and one of them says, Allahumma a'ti munfiqan khalafan. O Allah, give to this person that spends and spends his money freely, so that he may gain in the next life. And then the other says, Allahumma a'ti munfiqan khalafan. O Allah, withhold from yourself, O Allah, from the person that restrains his money. Today, brothers and sisters in Islam, we'd like to take another aspect of purifying your wealth. We all know that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has created the jinn and the men to worship him. And we've said this countless times in the past. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created jinnkind or humankind except that they should worship me. But be unbeknowing to many Muslims, probably the vast majority of the Muslims in the world, is that the wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down for us to use for worship was sent down for two purposes and two purposes only. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's companion, Ibn Abi Waqid al-Laythi, radiallahu anhu, he said, كُنَّا نَتِّ النَّبِيَّ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam إِذَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْهِ. That we used to be with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when the revelation used to come down on him.
فيحدثنا. And he used to explain things to us and narrate to us. فقال لنا ذات يوم. And one day, on that particular day, when the revelation came down to him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, said to us, listen very carefully, brothers and sisters, what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said when the revelation came from Allah down in his heart, out from his mouth and his blessed tongue and lips. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Inna Allah azza wa jal, Allah, the sublime, the mighty, qal, he said, Allah said, Hadith Qudsi, Inna anzalna al-mal fi iqam al-salah wa ita' al-zakah. That your money that has been sent down from Allah to you, brothers and sisters, O Muslim, the money, the wealth that you have in your pockets and in your account, in between your mattress and your box spring, or under your rug, or wherever you may have your cash, the money that has been sent down by Allah, it comes from Allah to you, has been sent down to iqam al-salah wa ita' al-zakah. Two reasons. To establish the prayer and to pay the zakah. That's it. No other two reasons. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لو كان لابن آدم واد لأحب أن يكون إليه ثان. That if the son of Adam, you and me, if we had a valley, and the meaning of this means a valley of gold, a valley of gold. If the son of Adam had a valley, he would love. It would be more beloved for him that he had two. وَلَوْ كَانَ لَهُ وَادِيَانِ لَأَحَبَّ أَنْ يَكُونَ إِلَيْهِمَا ثَالِثٌ. And if he had two valleys, it would be more beloved to him that he'd have three. That's the nature of the son of Adam. وَلَا يَمْلَأُ جَوْفَ بِنِ آدَمْ إِلَّا التُّرَابِ ثُمَّ يَتُوبُ اللَّهُ عَلَى مَنْ تَابِ. The Prophet then ended the hadith sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by saying that nothing will fill the belly of the son of Adam except dirt. Nothing is finally going to fill your stomach, brothers and sisters, except dust and dirt and sand, the thing that you're going to be buried in. That's it. All this running around trying to gain the material wealth that Allah sent down. All the cash that we're trying to seek after every single day, 24 hours, 7 days a week, some of us. Going out working 2 and 3 jobs. The accumulation of all the wealth and the things that make us divert our attention from why the wealth was sent down. Finally, the thing that's going to fill your stomach is not the food that you bought with that money, or the clothing on your back that you bought with that money, or the cars or the vans, the nice vans that you ride in that you purchased with that money, or the women that you married with that money, or the children that you produce from the money that you spent to marry the women to have the children. The only thing that's going to fill your belly is dirt. And then Allah will accept the repentance from the one who turns to Him in repentance. This is the only reason why the money is sent down, brothers and sisters. Why? It's because when the person spends his money to better himself, for instance, to build up his body, to buy the food, the drink, to make his body strong, the niyyah in your chest, the niyyah in your heart and in your mind for spending the money on your food is that you can stand up at night and make salah. That's it. That's the reason why Allah gave you the money. To buy food, to buy beverages to drink, to build up your body so you can make salah to Him. Because you weren't created for any other reason except to worship Him. And the reason why He gave you the money is that you may marry the women so you can help lower your gaze and purify your private part so you can stand up at night and pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He gave you the money to pay the zakat to the people who are needy so they may become strong, they may have some more wealth, so they can stand up and make salah or go out to a janazah or go out to jihad. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا الرَّجُلُ يَعُوذُ مَرِيضًا فَلْيَقُلْ اللَّهُمَّ اشْفِيهِ اللهم اشفي عبدك ينكأ لك عدوا أو يمشي إلى صلاة وفي رواية أخرى أو يمشي إلى جنازة. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a person goes to visit a sick person, the person who's visiting that sick person should say to that Muslim who he's visiting, he should make dua to Allah for that person by saying, O Allah, heal your servant so and so, so that he can get strong and wreak havoc on the enemy. or go and walk to some salah, or go to some janazah. This is the purpose, brothers and sisters, for our existence. To worship Allah. And everything that we have is a means to worship Allah. Everything that you have been given by Allah is a wasila, min al-wasail. It's a means, from one of the means, to get close to Allah so you can pray to Allah and pay the zakat. If you look through the Quran, brothers and sisters, you'll notice that at least 30 times in the Quran, Allah tabaraka ta'ala mentions salah and zakat together. وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَ الزَّكَاةَ وَالْمُوفُونَ بِعَهْدِهِمْ إِذَا عَاهَدُوا. And those who establish the salah and pay the zakat and keep their contract when they make it. وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةَ وَارْكَعُوا مَعَ الرَّاكِعِينَ. And those who establish the salah and pay the zakat and bow down with those who bow down. وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ حُنَفَاءَ أَوَ يُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُتُّ الزَّكَاءَ وَذَلِكَ الدِّينُ قَيِّمًا. And they weren't commanded to do anything but worship Allah, being upright to Him, with the correct tawheed, being righteous, establishing the salah, and paying the zakat. And that is the upright deen. So brothers and sisters, don't be fooled by a shaytan, or by your nafs, or by your hawa, into thinking that the wealth is for other reasons than paying, than making the salah and paying the zakat. For surety, this wealth that Allah has given us is only a means to get qurb, to get close to Allah tabaraka ta'ala. And if you are running after the wealth for any other reason, then you're using that wealth to go away from the reason why you were created, and the reason why you created is the worship of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. الحمد لله ونصلي ونسلم على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن استنى بسنته ومن ولا وبعض. Brothers and sisters in Islam, the wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, we should not hold it. As we mentioned in the last khutbah on purifying your wealth, we are those who have been given the wealth to spend. We don't want the angels to make dua against us. But when you spend and when you earn, remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a watcher, and that He knows how you earned it and what you spent it on. Having a little bit of money is something that the son of Adam hates. You are the sons of Adam. You sisters are the daughters of Adam. I am a son of Adam, a product of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. The sons of Adam have a nature that we cannot control ourselves. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam, and Iblis saw him walking around in the Jannah, he walked around him, for lack of better words, like a new kid on the block checking him out. And he, Iblis, la'natullahi alayhi, said about Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, I noticed that this creature that was created was a khalq la yatamalik. He was a creature that wasn't able to control himself. And wallahi, brothers and sisters, we are creatures that can't control ourselves. The things that we need, we don't go after. The things that we don't need, we go after. We're reckless in spending our money. And we don't have an inkling of an idea on why we were given this wealth. Brothers and sisters in Islam, don't feel bad because you have a little bit of money. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent down the Quran as a guidance to us. And in the Quran, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, عَسَىٰ أَن يُحِبُّ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌّ لَكُمْ. If perhaps there's a thing that you love and it's bad for you. وَعَسَىٰ أَن يَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. And perhaps you hate a thing and it's good for you. Look at some of the things that the son of Adam hates. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِثْنَانِ يَكْرَهُهُ مَبْنُ آدَمْ يَكْرَهُ الْمَوْتُ وَالْمَوْتُ خَيْرٌ لَهُ مِنَ الْفِتْنَةِ وَيَكْرَهُ قِلَّةَ الْمَالِ وَقِلَّةُ الْمَالِ أَقَلُّ لِلْحِسَابِ. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said that there's two things that the son of Adam hates. The first one, he hates death. And death is better for him than fitna. And he hates having a little bit of cash. He hates that he has only a few dollars in his pocket. And a little bit of money is the least thing he's going to be held accountable for. Why? It's because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in another hadith, لَا تَزُولُوا قَدَمَ بْنِ آدَمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مِنْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ حَتَّى يُسْأَلَ عَنْ خَمْسٍ. That the slave of Allah, his feet won't be able to move from in front of his Lord on the day of resurrection until he's asked and questioned about five things. عَنْ أُمْرِهِ فِي مَا أَثْنَاهُ His life and how he spent it. وَعَنْ شَبَابِهِ فِي مَا أَبْلَاهُ And his youth and how he spent his youth. وَعَنْ مَالِهِ مِنْ أَيْنَ اكْتَسَبَهُ وَفِيمَ أَنْفَقَهُ And his wealth, how he earned it, and what he spent it on. وَمَاذَا عَمِلَ فِيمَا عَلِمَ And how he acted on the knowledge that he was given to him by Allah. These are five things we're going to be asked about. And one of those five things, brothers and sisters in Islam, is how you earned your money and what you spent it on. You're going to be questioned about that. So having a little bit of cash, a little bit of money, you shouldn't hate it, brothers and sisters. You should love that Allah has given you a little bit of money because on the day of resurrection you won't be held accountable if you had a whole lot. If you only had a few dollars, it'll be the least of things you'll be held accountable for. But you should take that money and use it to get closer to Allah by establishing the salah and paying the zakat. And lastly, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَلَوْ كَانَ لِي مِثْلُ أُحُدٍ ذَهَبًا مَا يَسُرُّنِي أَنْ لَنْ تَمُرَّ عَلَيَّ ثَلَاثُ لَيَالٍ وَعِنْدِي مِنْهُ شَيْءٌ إِلَّا شَيْئًا أَرْصُدُهُ لِدَيْنِ رواه البخاري. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, If I had in the example or the similitude of gold, the weight of Mount Uhud. And brothers and sisters, for those of you who have made Hajj, or those of you who have made Umrah, and have had the chance to go and see Mount Uhud, if Mount Uhud were to be dropped from the sky right now, it would take out Bedford-Stuyvesant, it would take out Brownsville, it would take out Canarsie, it would take out East New York, it would take out all of Brooklyn, if Uhud was dropped right now. That's how large this mountain is. If I had the likeness and gold of Mount Uhud, I wouldn't want 3 days to pass me by, except that I would give it all away and keep what I need to pay my debt. That's what your leader, that's what your teacher, our example, the best of people, Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about how he viewed his cash. So brothers and sisters in Islam, use your cash to make the salah. Use your cash to establish the salah, the zakat. Use your cash to pay your debt. Use your cash as a means to get close to Allah before you go to that day of which your feet won't be able to move until you answer those five questions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who know the reality of why He sent down this wealth to us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, make us of those who spend our wealth for your pleasure. We ask you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make us of those who establish the salah, pay the zakat, take care of the needy, take care of the orphans, take care of the widows, and all of those things that will bring us close to you. And we ask you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to not allow us to die in debt. O Allah, don't allow us to die in debt. O Allah, don't allow us to die in debt. O Allah, don't allow us to die in debt. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.